Today's Shir Masech Erevin Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. In the end of yesterday's Shir, we began a discussion of what is the halacha when someone made Shtufa Mevos? Does he also need to make a Ruvich Hatzairus? And actually, in Mitzvah Hashem, in today's Shir, another element to this discussion will open up. And that is the element if what is the halacha regarding Eruv Chatzeris? If an Eruv Chatzeris was made, would that cover the Shtufim of us? And the Gemara is going to begin in Mitzvah Shem with different situations, different conditions, and what is the halacha. So begins the Gemara, Pligi by Rav Nechumi V'Rava. There was Machlokes Rav Nechumi and V'Rava had to understand the Machlokes of Ramei and the Rabbanim. Says the Marcharama Bepas, that if you did the shtufe mevos with bread, kul amalei pligi debachadi sagi, because since bread could be used both for ruvi chatzeres and for shtufe mevos, you don't need to use bread for shtufe mevos as we discussed in our previous year, but you may. Daloch is since you could use either of those, daloch is that it's satisfactory. The pas kul amalei pligi debachadi sagi. Everybody will agree that one of them is sufficient. Ki pligi b'yayin. The machlokes is where they used wine for the shtufa mevos. According to Rameya, since wine cannot be used for ruvi chatzeris, therefore that shtufa mevos cannot cover the ruvi chatzeris. And the Rabbanan hold that it can. Because even though, of course, the Rabbanan will agree that were we to make a Ruvi Chatzeris, we cannot make a Ruvi Chatzeris with wine, but we can, as the Mishnah clearly taught us, make Shtufa Mevos with wine. So since it could be used for the Shtufa Mevos, we could also use it for the Ruvi Chatzeris. Because once it's a valid a Ruvi Chatzeris, once it's in a valid Shtufa Mevos, it could extend to cover the Chatzar as well. The Charamar, and it's different way of understanding the machlokes, that b'yayin, if wine was used for the shtufa mevos, the kol amaloi pligi, everybody would agree to be an entirety, that we need to have both shtufa mevos and ruvi chatzeris, because we can't rely on wine for ruvi chatzeris, as we said before. And the interesting part is that in the previous year, when we spoke about shtufa mevos being adequate or shtufa mevos not being adequate, the consideration in that shir was like tishtakach tayris erif. That's what Rameya was concerned about. And here, in today's shir, that doesn't become a consideration. So I saw that the Rishonim explain that we're trying to explain not Rameya's opinion only. In Rameya's opinion, the concept of shloi tishtakach tayris erif is a real consideration. But the Rabbanan were never concerned about Shloi Tishtakach Taras Erev. Since the Rabbanan were never concerned about Shloi Tishtakach Taras Erev, we need to understand how the Rabbanan will, we want to give a reason that will apply to the Rabbanan's thinking, and not the Rabbanan saying, since wine can't be used for Ruvi Chatzeris, the Shtufa Mevos that was made with wine cannot cover it. So B'yayin, if wine was used for the shtufa mevos, says the Mar Dukulam Loi Pligi to be an entirety, you would need to have a separate Eruv Chatzeris, a separate shtufa mevos. Ki Pligi, what is the machloikis? But pass. If they use bread for the shtufa mevos, you don't need to use bread for the shtufa mevos, but they used bread for the shtufa mevos, what will be the halacha then? Can that shtufa mevos cover the Eruv Chatzeris? Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a brice of Acham Oimrim, Oim Arvin, that you could do either just the Ruvi Chatzeris. If you did a Ruvi Chatzeris, you need not do Shtufa Mevos. Or you did Shtufa Mevos, you don't need to do a Ruvi Chatzeris. My love, how are we not? So assumes the Gemara. How should we understand that Braisa? Oyma Arvin, Bechotz Mepas. Either we could do a Ruvi Chatzeris with bread, and that will cover our shtufa mevos need, or mishtatfim b'mavim b'yayin, or do shtufa mevos with wine, and that will cover the eruv chatzeris. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara is making this assumption because if there were conditions, what could be used for what to make this valid, it should have been cited in the Braisa. The fact that the Braisa doesn't speak about any of those conditions is indicative that it doesn't make a difference what you use for the Shtufa Mevaz, or it will cover the Ruvah Chatzeres. Answers the Gemara, that's not the way to understand this Braisa. Amar Rav Gidla Marav Hachikamar. Oim Arvim B'chotz B'pas. If you made a Ruvah Chatzeres with bread, which is the only option you have for making a Ruvah Chatzeres, then the halacha will be mutar v'kan v'kan. You don't need to make a separate shtufa mevos. Oy mishtafim b'mombi v'pas. If you use bread for shtufa mevos, then mutar v'kan v'kan, you won't need to make a separate Ruvah Chatzeres. But if you didn't use bread for shtufa mevos, that type of shtufa mevos cannot cover the Ruvah Chatzeres. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Halach k'rameya. The halach is like Rameya. Rav Huna Amar minik Rameya. That the mana, we don't publicly announce that the halach is like Rameya, but the minig is like Rameya. Rav Yochanan Amar nago am k'rameya. The minig is like Rameya. We don't even tell a yochit to do like Rameya, but we don't say anything to somebody who acted like Rameya. So the question is, Tosfos asked the question, Rameya is a machmer. So what's pshat that if somebody acts like Rameya, we don't tell him that you're doing something wrong? Of course we don't tell him he's doing something wrong, because it doesn't make a difference. You chose to be machmer. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz is that when you make an Erev, you have to make a bracha. So let's say we're going to have a shtufa mevaz, whatever the situation is, that according to Rabbanan, it's a valid shtufa mevaz. There would be... When you make the Ruvah Chatzeres, you shouldn't make a bracha, because the Shtufa Mevaz covered the Ruvah Chatzeres. According to Rav Meir, you do have to make a separate Ruvah Chatzeres. So now there's a question of a bracha levatala, and the Gemara is teaching us that if somebody does what Rav Meir says, even though it impassably involves a bracha levatala, we don't stop him. Another teretz, that we know that if there's a bris milah on Shabbos, if it's the eighth day, we make the bris on Shabbos. But what would be the halacha if there's a bris milah on Shabbos that involves carrying, that you could have prepared for before Shabbos? Then you may not make that bris milah on Shabbos. So what happens, because you're following the opinion of Rameya, at this point, you're not going to make a bris milah. So the Gemara is saying that's acceptable, even though it involves not making a bris milah. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that even if you made shtufim mevaz, not just with bread, but even with wine, a different material, that covers the Ruvah Chatzeres, like the Chachamim hold, and that is the opinion of the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says that not only if a Ruvah Chatzeres was not made between the various Chatzeres, can we rely on the shtufim mevaz, But even if each chatzar itself didn't make an Erev, but there was shtufa mevaz made, the halacha is that would be adequate. And in fact, the Ramah says that the Ruvah Chatzeres that we call a Ruvah Chatzeres really should be viewed as shtufa mevaz. And therefore, even though the halacha says the Mishnah Berurah is that the Ruvah Chatzeres should be left in one of the homes of the chatzar, the halacha is that you can leave the Ruvah Chatzeres even in a shul. Because even though a Ruvah Chatzeres have to be left in a home, Shtufa Mevaz don't have to be left at home. And the halacha is that Shtufa Mevaz could cover Erev Chatzeres. So we'll treat it like a Shtufa Mevaz and be able to leave it in a shul, and that will cover all of our Ruvah Chatzeres. The Chazon Ish is not 100% satisfied. The Chazon Ish is not 100% satisfied with that approach, just to assume that everything is going to be considered a shtufa mevaz and will cover all our needs. Chamish chabur sheshasu betraklin. If you have five groups of people that are staying in one large mansion, and they divided the rooms into separate rooms, the question is, are that going to be considered like separate apartments? And in order to be able to carry from one apartment to the other apartment, you need to make a Ruvah Chatzeres or not. Says the Mishnah, B'shamar Emer Erev L'chol Chabur Chabura. Each group has to make its own Erev. and separates each group. And then, if you want to make an Erev together, you can make an Erev together, as we'll see in the Gemara. One Erev for everybody in the home is adequate, because the separation between the rooms, according to Beis Hillel, as we will discuss more in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, is not considered a real separation. So it's not like they're living in separate apartments. And since it's not like they're living in separate apartments, one contribution is enough. Now, Rashi and Tosfos explain that this Mishnah is speaking about a case where the separate rooms, no matter how they are constructed, lead into a public area. If they wouldn't lead into the public area, or if wouldn't require that, as we spoke and we'll speak again, that some people have to walk through other rooms to get to the chatzar, then if you don't want to make an Erev, then it's not an issue. The issue here is that there's the private areas and you also have the public areas. Furthermore, the Trumas Adeshen says, just because you have people living in this type of a situation doesn't mean, whatever the situation of the walls, which we're going to spend a lot of time in the Gemara discussing, it's only consideration, says the Trumas Adeshen, if they're there for at least 30 days. But if they're not there for at least 30 days, then it's not something to think about, no matter how the walls are constructed. So now, if according to Beis Hillel, the halacha is that they could carry between themselves, it's not considered separation, even though they have these walls, and it's considered like they are all connected. So since it's considered like all connected, if they want to make an Erev with people from a different chatzar, one of them could just represent all of them. It's no different than the halacha that we learned, and we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem in today's shiur again. Chamish shegavas eruvim Erev echad lekulam. The five people that live in one house, that the halacha is one, or if whether they needed to make an Erev or not need to make an Erev, one could represent them all. Says the Mishnah further, Moedim bez Moedim, Beis Hillel, however, agreed to Beis Shammai. Bezman shemikzos and shruim b'chadorim abeliyus. When some people are living on the upper floor and some people are living on the lower floor, that certainly is considered a separation, and therefore shein tzrichin erev l'chol chabura chabura, each chabura would have to make its own erev. Since they live in this, this is considered, according to everybody, a valid separation. And as the Rashba and Ritva explained the Mishnah saying the word mektsosin is telling us the following, they explain. Some people live upstairs, some people live downstairs. Even though the people who live downstairs don't have a good separation between each other, but since in this home there is the upstairs and downstairs, which even Beis Hillel agree is a full-fledged separation, then even the people downstairs will be considered separated, even though they have these poor mechitzas separating them. There are, however, many Rishonim that disagree and say, as long as the mechitzas between the people downstairs are not strong mechitzas, the fact that there's upstairs and downstairs has no bearing on the upstairs. So our Gemara just taught us that you have to have, if you have separate rooms that have upstairs and downstairs, one groups upstairs, groups downstairs, they certainly need to make an Erev with each other. So Tosfos, based on this Mishnah, Tosfos and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph Divrei Maskil Iklu, based on this Mishnah says that if you have guests at a hotel that all eat individually in their private rooms, even though they're living there on a temporary basis, you're just there for the weekend, that's still considered very separate, as we just learned in the Mishnah. And if you have very separate, you have to have a Ruvi Chetzeris. The Shari Tshuva, based on a Ramah, says there's a difference if the person who owns the home is there, or if the person who owns the home is not there. If the owner of the home is there, and the guests are sleeping there for less than 30 days, even though they have separate rooms, even separate suites, that isn't considered that they should have to make an Erev. But if they stay at a house which is not occupied by the person who owns that house, and they have very distinct separate rooms, as we just saw, then they, no matter how short their stay is, they would have to make an Eruv HaChatzeres. So according to Shaar HaTshuva, who's more lenient, it would depend if the owner of the, if you're staying in a hotel and you have your own room, do you have to make a Eruv HaChatzeres? And the answer is, it depends if there are two considerations. If the owner of the hotel is not there, which is usually the case, then certainly you have to make an Erev. And if you're going to be there for more than 30 days, you also have to make an Erev. Only if you're not going to be there for 30 days, and you're also not going to, and also the owner of this place is not there, can we be more lenient? There's a very interesting discussion in the Sefer Chashuki Chemed around this Gemara. Our Gemara speaks about a home that's divided into different rooms, different apartments, with these makeshift walls. He discusses a question that has come up in Eretz Yisrael, that during times of war, people have gone into shelters. And obviously, the situation in the shelters is not a very pleasant one. And people have their own corners, their own little space where they and their family remain during the time that they need to be in the shelter. And the question is that people who say, we want to have our privacy, we understand that we can't turn this into a full-fledged room, but we want to put up some sort of a makeshift wall to separate ourselves. The other people claim, and they claim, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in Masechta Babasra, there's a concept of hezekria, that people seeing me bothers me, and the question is, can we demand that they have to have separation, can they demand the separation or not? There also, the Gemara Masechta Babasra discusses a place of Yesh Beikadei Chalukah, Ein Beikadei Chalukah. Certain places aren't big enough to really be divided or should require to be divided. So now the question is, can the people who each have their own little corner, at least their own little space, demand that these makeshift walls be put up? The other people say it's claustrophobic here enough. Now, putting up these walls will only make it worse. So this is a very difficult question. And on one hand, there's a concern of hezekria. There's another concern is of menias hishtamshus, meaning that if I will have these temporary walls, I could do more private things in that area, versus if I don't have the private wall, then I will not be able to act in a private manner in these places. So he goes back and forth with this question, and he says that the halacha is that you have to take a vote and a majority rule. He does, however, indicate that even if you're going to put up these makeshift walls to give people a little separation, there would not be a requirement to be able to carry in that miklat to have a Eruv HaChatzeres. Begins the Gemara in analyzing the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And says the Gemara, Amram Nachman, machloikis to machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only when the rooms, the chaburus, are divided by mesipa. Mesipis is a small wall made out of wood that's less than 10 tefachim tall. So since these are such temporary, weak walls, that's why Beis Hillel holds it's not considered a separation. However, when the rooms, the chaburis, are separated by walls which are 10 tefachim tall, there hakol, that is considered a separation, and the halacha will require erev l'chol chabur chabura. Everyone will have to make their own erev. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of what Rav Nachman said. Om Rav Nachman, apem mesipis machloikus. The machloikus of Eisham Beis Hillel is both of a wall, asar tefachim, and both by mesipis. In both cases, Beis Shammai is going to consider it being a separation, and Beis Hillel in both situations is going to consider it a not a valid separation. In both cases, Beis Shammai will be machmer, and both cases, Beis Hillel will be mekel. Now the Gemara brings different opinions how to understand the machlokes by Shammai and by Salam. Says Mar Pligi bar Rav Chiya, Rav Shimba Rebbe. There's a further machlokes between Rav Chiya and Rav Shimba Rebbe. Chad, one of them said machlokes be mechitzas hamagiyas latikra. That even if the walls reach the ceiling, and it doesn't have to be, I saw them before, Shem explained, Tosfos explains, there doesn't have to be firm walls. It could be curtains. That's when Beis Shammai, that's when it's going to be considered a separation. Ava mechitz she'en magiyas latikra. If they don't reach the wall, they're not going to be considered, even though the tent falcon tall, they're not considered a separation. However, I did see that the Rishonim point out that that's only if the wall doesn't reach within three tefachim of the ceiling. Once the wall reaches within three tefachim of the ceiling, even though it isn't actually touching the ceiling, it's considered like it's touching the ceiling. V'charama, mechloikas b'makhitza she'en megis l'tikra. Walls that don't reach the ceiling. Avol, mechitza megis l'tikra. If the walls reach the ceiling, d'rihakot tzrichon erev l'chol chabura chabura, you're going to have a separate erev for every group. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, so we've had many different interpretations of the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Amar Rav Yehuda Asaba. Rav Yehuda Asaba taught us, there are many different explanations why this Tana was called Rav Yehuda Asaba. One says because he was very sharp. Another explanation I saw, Lashon Svara. He was able to say good Svaras. Another explanation that I saw is that he was Sabar. He was able to explain what he said very well. Another pshat that the Yavid suggests is that he came from the city called Sabar. So says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Sabar, La'inechku Beisham Beisol, Amachit Samagiyas Latikra. That if the walls reach the ceiling, everybody agrees, Tzricha Erev L'chol Chabur Chabur. You have to make a separate Erev for every group. Aman Nechaku, where do we have a Machloikas? Amachitza She'en Megiyas L'tikra. When the walls don't reach the wall, roof. Shebeshama Imrim, Beshama's opinion is that you still need to have Erev L'chol Chabur Chabur. We sell Imrim Erev L'chol Chabur because they're not considered separate. Says the Gemara, Laman Damer, according to Rav Chiya, or of Shimon Rebbe that we discussed on Amud Aleph, that the mechitzah goes magiyas latikra machloikus, that the machloikus is by walls that reach the ceiling to yofta, because here the Rabbi Yehuda Sabur just told us that if the walls reach the ceiling, everybody agrees that they're separate. Leman Dama, according to the opinion that says mechitzah and magiyas latikra machloikus, that when the walls don't reach the ceiling, that's when we have machloikus. Sidata, that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Sabur said. Lahach loshen, according to the first version, Dorav Nachman Machloikas from Mesippus, that the Machloikas is even by this Mesippus, which has two problems. It's very low and it's very flimsy. And but by Mechitzis, that are 10 tefachim tall, according to that version, even Beis Hillel would say that they're separate. Tiyufta, this is a refutation. Because here, we learned that if the walls don't reach the ceiling, the halacha is that they're not separating. And he held that they're just 10 tefachim tall, we already need they're considered separate. Ask the Gemara lahach lishnam. According to the second version, Dom Rav Nachman apem mesipis machloikus, that the machloikus is both by a wall that's a mesipis and both by a wall that's 10 tefachim tall. Should we say that this brisa is against that? Because we said that they're arguing when there's walls. But by Mesippus, there is no machlaikas. And everybody would agree that it's not a separation. And that version held that there's a machlaikas even by Mesippus. Amalach Rav Nachman, that version of Rav Nachman will tell you, plegi b'mechitza, that no, they're not. This Rabbi Yehuda Sava doesn't hold that they're only arguing by war, which is 10 tefachim tall. They're arguing by both. They're arguing by Mechitza, and they're also arguing that by Mesippus. So why did they only mention Mechitza? L'diyach ha'koichin de Beis Hillel, to tell us how lenient Beis Hillel is, that not only is a Mesippus not considered a separation, But even a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim tall, is also not considered a separation. Says the, to tell us how lenient Beis Hillel is, ask the Gemara. So v'lifligim v'masipis, why doesn't the Braisa tell us that they're arguing by masipis? L'diachah koichin de Beishamai, to show us how strict Beishamai is, that even by a masipis, he considers it a separation. Answers the Gemara, koich da teri adif. We always prefer to teach us a kula versus a chumra. And Beis Hillel represents a kula. And as the famous Rashi in Masechta Beya explains, why is koich da teri adif? He explains that when somebody says a heter, he's showing that he's confident in what he holds. To say a chumra doesn't mean that you're really confident in your opinion. It could be you're only saying it because you don't know what to do, and because you have a question, you're being machmer. Tysus goes on to say that somebody who's mekel has to be able to bring a raya to his position. Somebody who's machmer doesn't need to bring a raya to his position. And therefore, koyach da tera adif. And I saw that the koyach da tera adif here is teaching us that even in a situation of masipis, there's no need to tell us what Beis Shammai says, because we don't need to explain Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Shammai's opinion is the chumrah, and we're looking for the kula. Aram nachman amar rav, alok rabbi Yehuda Saver. The malach is like Rabbi Yehuda Saver, that when you have mechitzas that reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel agree that you have, that it's considered a separation. Aram Nachman by Yitzchak, Masnisin Namideka. If we learn the Mishnah well, we will see that that's what the Mishnah says. The Tani, the Mishnah said, Bezman Shemekhtasin Shurim Bechadarim Ba'aliyas, if you have some people upstairs and some people downstairs, even Beis Hillel will agree, Shetzrichna Eruv L'chol Chabur V'chabur, you have to have separate Eruvim. Mai Chadarim Ma'aliyas. So ask them, what did the Mishnah mean? Ilaim chadorim, chadorim mamish, that they're separate. Elias, Elias mamish, that means that it's a two-story home. That's pshita, vada. It's two separate homes. It's two separate apartments. Certainly they're considered separate. Elolav, the Mishnah presumably means, k'dein chadorim, k'ein liyas, similar to that. Or my niyu, mechitzas amagiyas latikra, that the mechitzas I'll reach the wall, and in that case, even though it's not really two separate apartments, everybody will agree that it's considered a separation, Shema Mino. So what we've learned from our Gemara is that when you have separate rooms, then it's considered separate, for sure. The question is, when you have a weak separation. So the question is, which is a very important question, yeah, people, we spoke before about a hotel. But what's going to be halacha if somebody is in a hospital or in any situation that you have people with their own rooms? Will they need to have a Ruvich Hetzeris or not? So, Tosfos, the Dvarei Maskul Moedim, teaches us there are three factors to take into consideration. He says, if everything... He talks about a situation where Talmidim are learning in a yeshiva and everybody has their own room. But he says if there's one kitchen servicing everyone, then that's one consideration. He says that when the yeshiva gave you a room, their intent wasn't that you should not create a problem with a Ruvei Chatzeris. And the third consideration is the fact that the yeshiva could take you out of that room any time. That means that that's really not your room. Now, the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Ayin, Divrei Maskil Eino, says that this heter that we just learned that you're living in, that they could take you out of your room, is a heter that stands for itself. So, in any situation where you could be taken out of your room, there is no concern for Ruvei Chatzeris. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says, you have to have all conditions that the Tosfos mentioned, and only when you have all three conditions met, there's no need to make separate Ruvei Chatzeris. So the question that the Micha Shloima discusses is, as we said, if you'll have people that are in a hospital and there's no food served, or one of these different types of situations that have separation, everybody having their own room, but they don't have much connecting them, what's going to be the halacha? So certainly, he says, if they get food from a common kitchen, there's no question that there's no need for neruvah chatzeris. Moreover, the second point that Tosfos made, that the hospital doesn't give you a room to create these problems, is relevant there. Thirdly, the hospital can move you out of your room anytime. And since the hospital can move you out of your room anytime, that makes it be considered a separate area. That makes them considered separate under all circumstances. Another question that came up recently, what is considered a separation to have a minyan? What is considered that they're separate, and what is considered that they're not separate? So he says, so the Smak says, that just like Al Gemara says that the walls, if you have sturdy walls between the different places, that's considered separate. However, if there aren't sturdy walls, then the halacha is that they're not considered separate. So the question that comes up, he discusses, let's say somebody's standing on a bima, and it's a very tall bima, that's sort of a separate rishus. Could that person who's standing on the bima be considered part of the minyan? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simen Nun Hei Sif Yudalit, says, Mekayim Shashatz Oymed B'teva B'bima, where the chazan stands on a teva, on a bima, on a platform, it has all of the measurements to be considered a separate shus. He says even it has mechitzas around it that are 10 tefachim or more. Mitztaref imam, he could combine with them for a minyan. He could be considered that he's the baal tefila, and he might see them. It's really all part of one shul. But then he brings down opinion of the Gra, opinion of the Reino Peretz. That's only if the walls around the separate area don't reach the ceiling, like we learned in our Gemara. So what's going to be the halacha when you have a shul that has a mechitza, and you have part of the minyan on one side of the mechitza, and you have another part of the minyan on the other side of the mechitza? So if the mechitza don't reach the wall, then the halacha is that it should not be considered a separation, and they could combine to one minyan. The issue, however, is that by a sukkah, the halacha is that even if the walls don't reach the schach, they're considered a valid sukkah. So you see that even walls that don't reach the top are considered walls. So the question is, on one hand, we have our Gemara that seems to teach us that unless the walls reach the ceiling, or as I said earlier, three tefachim within the ceiling, it's not considered a separation. And we have, on the other hand, Hilchos Sukkah, where it is considered a separation. Most Paiskim use our Gemara as the proof, and they say that such walls are not considered a mechitza, and the halacha is that the two sides of the wall could be mitzdarif. Moreover, as we've learned, and we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, that if you have two chatzeris that you could transport merchandise through a window between the two chatzeris, and the entire dimension of those windows are just dala tefachim, the halacha is that since, just like by eruvah chatzeris, those two chatzeris are considered connected to each other, and therefore the halacha is they could be considered connected. That would be connected to halacha regarding minyan, and these two groups that have this window, open window between them, could be mitzdarif. One of the rise to this is by Hilchas Zimun, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei, says as long as the people see each other, that's enough to combine them for Zimun. The Mishnah Berura says that maybe it only works for Zimun. You can't bring a raya from Hilchas Zimun to Hilchas Tefila, because Hilchas Zimun is based that you ate together. And if you see each other, that's considered that you ate together. However, Tefila Metzibur means that we're all gathering together in one spot. And if there's a mechitza in between, the halacha is it may not be considered a valid, a good way to mitzdarif the Zeman. At the end of the day, since we're all living, going back to the cases that we've been discussing, we're all living in the same home, or we're all in the same shul, or even we all just see each other and we have kavana to be mitzdarif, that is enough to make it to be considered a muk, that is enough to make it be considered that we're together. Continues the Gemara. Tana, we have a braisa that helps us try to understand our Mishnah. B'medvar mamurim, when is there machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when you have these different groups in this mansion, are they considered separate or not? K'sheb malich nesei ruvan l'makam echer. Everybody contributed to the Erev, and the halach is that now we want to take the Erev to another place to connect these two places. So the question is, does every group have to give separately, or is one contribution for the entire house adequate? Let's say the Erev is being brought to this house. Everybody will agree, even Beis Shammai, Ervech Lekulam. One Erev brought to this house will take care of the problem that you can carry between the Chatzeres. Why? Because this Bryce is obviously the opinion that one mansion connects them all. And since they're really all connected, it's going to be like with five people, five apartments contribute to an Erev, that the halacha is that you can carry there. If they come to make an Erev with a different area, then the halacha Beis Shammai holds is much stricter. In other words, he says, when they're in the place where they are, they have much more of a connection than when we're taking this Erev elsewhere. And here we're speaking about a situation where we want to take the Erev elsewhere. If we want to take the Erev elsewhere, we need to have a much stronger connection. And how is that much stronger connection accomplished? By everybody contributing separately to the Erev. Beis Hillel says that they're connected no matter what. And since Beis Hillel is of the opinion that they're connected no matter what, whether the Erev is being brought to them or they're taking the Erev elsewhere, it doesn't make a difference. Ask the Gemara. Kaman Azla, there's a braisa that teaches us. Chamish Shigavas Eruvat. You have a chotzer that has five homes, and the people that live in those homes corrected, everybody contributed to an Erev Chatzeris that they should be able to collect, carry from the homes to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the home. Shemalichas Eruvim Makam Acher, if they, L'makam Acher, when they're taking the Erev to another place, Erev Echlekula, everybody will agree that one Erev is adequate. Command, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Five groups in one home are like five people that collect the made five apartments. And the Bryce said that only according to Beis Hillel, when you take the Erev to somewhere else, one Erev will suffice. According to Beis Shammai, if you're taking the Erev elsewhere, as I explained a moment ago, you need a stronger connection. Since you need a stronger connection, one Erev for the entire group will not be suffice. Ikadamri, there's a different version. B'madvar mamurim, when do we have a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, k'sheya Erev Batzlon, when the Erev is coming there? Aval hayu melichnas Eruvin l'makam acher. If it's a situation where we're taking the Erev from this mansion with the five families, five chaburis, elsewhere, even Beis Hillel will agree, tzrichna Erev l'chol chabura chabura. According to this understanding, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel each take a notch more l'chumra. Beis Shammai holds that these people are never considered connected. Since they're never considered connected, whether you bring the Erev to them or you're taking the Erev elsewhere, they're not considered connected. You need separate Eruvim. Beis Hillel says, when you're bringing an Erev to them, they're indeed connected. And therefore, one Erev will be enough. But when you're taking the Erev elsewhere, even Beis Hillel will consider them not connected. So ask the Gemara, according to this version of the Machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Kaman Azla Hod Tanya, whose opinion will be the Brice that says, Chamisha Shigovas Averin, five people that made an Erev, Shemalichas Eruva L'mukam Echer, when they take the Erev elsewhere, Erev Ech L'kulon, you have to make one Erev for all of them, Kaman, the Lekachad, because even according to Beis Hillel, according to the second version, you would have to make separate, when you're taking the Erev elsewhere, you have to make separate Eruvim for everybody. Our Mishnah discusses a situation where you have a chotzer with different apartments, different homes, but some of the inhabitants of those homes have a connection, as we're going to see. Do they have to contribute separately to the Erev or not? So teach us the Mishnah. You have a chotzer that has homes. A father lives in one of the homes. His sons live in different homes. So says the Mishnah, they all eat by their father, but they sleep, they live at home. The halacha is, every one of them has to contribute to their own erev. Lefikach, and therefore, whenever the halacha, as we've been learning in this Masechta, is that when you have to have an erev and somebody didn't contribute to the erev, the halacha is, if one of them didn't contribute to the erev, the halacha is, there's only one option. You have to do bitl rishus, and like that, as we've discussed previously, whatever type of bitl rishus, as long as it's halachically acceptable, is done, the halachas will be as we have learned. Amasai says that when is the halacha that each one of these families have to contribute separately to the Erev Chatzeres? Bizman shemelichnas eruvim lemakom acher, when they're taking the eruvim to one of the other homes in the chatzer. Am oy erev bo etzlon, if the erev is being put in their home, as we discussed at the beginning of our shiur today, when you make eruv chatzeres, the erev chatzeres is deposited in one of the homes. So if the home that it's being deposited in is the father's home, oy she'eni mom the yorim b'chatzer, there's no one else that lives in the chatzer, it's a chatzer that only has this family, the father and his sons, then the halacha is en etzrichen le'erev. So of course, all the Rishonim point out that if the Erev is being put in the father's house, in the first case, where there are other people living here, the father doesn't have to contribute. Because the home in which the Erev is deposited doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. And the halacha is that not only does this home not have to contribute to the Erev, because it's where the Erev is being put, but since it's in the home of the father, they also, the sons who eat by the father, don't have to contribute. So we again see a difference between when you're taking the Erev elsewhere to where the Erev is being brought to them, or there's no other people in this chatzah besides the family. When you're taking the Erev somewhere else, and there are other people who live in this chatzah, so now the connection has to be stronger. And since they're all living in their own homes, you don't have enough of connection that one, the father contributing should be adequate. But when the Erev is coming to the father's home, or in a situation where no one else is living in this chatzah besides this family, it's considered a strong enough connection that no other Erev needs to be done. So we've learned many times that everybody who lives in a home in the chatzah has to contribute to the Erev Chatzeres. In tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah, we're going to discuss what makes something your home. If you live there, if you eat there, Rav says where you eat is your home. And Shmuel holds where you sleep is your home. Shamit Mina. So when we learn our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says they're all eating in the father's home, but they're sleeping in their own individual's home, that makes them considered separate. Isn't that clearly an indication? The Makam Lina Gairim, that the Makam Gir, where you sleep, is the main point to take into consideration. Answers the Gemara. So how will Rav defend himself? They says, where you eat is what we consider. Amar Yehuda Marav, Makabli Prashana. I'm just speaking about a case where they're getting money or food to eat. So it's not that they're eating in their father's home. They're eating in their own home. But they're getting the food or the money in their own for their food. But certainly, according to Rav, if they would be all literally eating in their own home, in the father's home, they would indeed be considered connected. So Rashi explains that Mekabli Pras means that they're getting money for their food. And the money that they get for their food is considered enough of a connection according, that's the case of our Mishnah. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that the Mishnah is speaking about where they're actually getting the food. If they're actually getting the food, that's called Mekabli Pras. But if they're not actually getting food, it's not called Mekabli Pras. The Rambam has a whole different approach to Mekabli Pras. His approach to Mekabli Pras is that it's talking about a situation where sometimes they don't always eat by the father's home, and they don't always not eat in the father's home. And that's the situation. If sometimes they eat there and sometimes they don't eat there, that's what is meant when the Mishnah said Mekabli Pras.